This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name is Jim Santel. I'm sitting in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon. We have a very special guest with us this afternoon who's going to talk about civics, going to talk about government, going to talk about what it means to be a mayor in the early years of the 21st century. I want to indicate to you that as I introduce him, that Dennis McBride is also a longtime professional colleague of mine. He's a personal friend of mine. Delighted to have Dennis McBride, the mayor of Wauwatosa, with us this afternoon. Let me tell you a little bit more about Mayor McBride and the ways in which we have had a past affiliation. Dennis is, yes, indeed, a proud graduate of Wauwatosa East High School, right, Dennis? A journalism degree from UWM, a master's degree in public administration from Princeton University, law degree from a place called New York University. He has served in a number of different legal capacities, including almost a quarter century as a senior trial attorney and supervisory trial attorney for the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. It was in that setting that I worked closely with Dennis and reveled in not only the challenges, but also the accomplishments that Dennis brought to that office, that leadership there. He has gone on to public service, not only in that environment, but also he is the 17th mayor of Wauwatosa. He's been elected to four terms in 2020 and 2024. Before that, terms as the president of the Wauwatosa Common Council, and of course on the Common Council as well. Lots of different responsibilities there. I am delighted, Dennis, on behalf of all the folks here at Civic Media, to welcome you to our broadcast to talk about your work and also the fact you've got a publication coming up. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Dennis.
Well, thank you. I'm kind of overwhelmed by that nice greeting. But of course, I hope everyone knows what a legal star Jim was. And I heard about Jim before I knew Jim because his dad was on the UWM Alumni Association board with me and talked about him all the time, as he should have.
Our parents are very proud of us, are they not? Right?
Yes.
And so thanks so much for that, Dennis. We're going to talk about a major publication that Mayor McBride is going to chat with us about called A City on the Edge, Pandemic, Protest, and Polarization. We're going to spend a lot of time talking with the mayor about that, about the year 2020 and the challenges of that. Before we get to that, Mayor, I want to chat with you also about the challenges of being a mayor. And let's begin with what I know was your tremendous leadership and direction at a time of crisis in Wauwatosa recently. And obviously, I'm talking about the floods, but chat with us about what that experience was like in leadership and responding to the needs of your constituents there in the great place called Wauwatosa.
Well, yes, we had a 1,000-year flood. Wauwatosa's had a couple of 100-year floods during my lifetime, but we hadn't had a 1,000-year flood. And the other communities were severely affected. Glendale, City of Milwaukee, West Allis was deeply affected. But we had, just on a city level alone, we expect to have $7 million of damage in our village, our historic village area. We're not a village, we're a city, but we call it the village. Hart Park was severely damaged. We had some damage to the county's oldest commercial building, which is what we call a Little Red Store, built in 1854. Yes. Down there. Businesses were affected. Homes were affected along the mostly along Menominee River Parkway. So it was quite a blow to the community, shattering. What my role was to make sure that the staff had the support it needed. I tried to stay out of their way. We have tremendous professionals working for us at all levels. The first responders, the Department of Public Works. In City Hall, we had people, our deputy city administrator spearheaded a lot of that because the city administrator was out of town. Our communications people were essential to that. So I was checking in with them all the time, but my main job was to provide support and stay out of the way of the professionals. It was the best thing I could do. I also took a call from a foundation in California that week, and they gave Wauwatosa $1 million to help repair the damage to Hart Park. These were the Morgridges who grew up in Wauwatosa and went to Wauwatosa High School together. John and Tasha Morgridge. John was the CEO of Cisco Systems. And they have a foundation, a family foundation called the Tosa Foundation, even though they live in Northern California, because they love their hometown. And they've given lots of money to Wauwatosa in the past. UW-Madison, they've given hundreds of millions of dollars to. But out of the blue, they gave us $1 million. God bless them. It was quite a moment.
Right. And money in these circumstances means something, right? It doesn't solve everything, but it does mean something. And again, with your good leadership, Dennis, and the involvement that you have, I wonder if you would talk also, again, you talk very humbly about staying out of the way of the professionals. I suspect you're understating dramatically your own role in that. I know you are. Talk with us about the personal impact upon people there in Wauwatosa and their continuing struggles, the humanity of all this, which I know has always been a part of your focus. Again, many years that we were together when you were serving on the EOC, but also since that time in leadership there in Wauwatosa. Talk with us about the person, the individual impact of this and your reaction to that.
Well, again, our Department of Public Works has been heroic during this. I think to date they picked up at least 350 tons of debris, mostly along the Menominee River Parkway and all of it around the city. People had their basements flooded. We had a couple of homes that were probably damaged beyond repair. These are people's lives. Homes are more than homes. They're more than structures. They're people's lives. They lost precious photographs and records and things in basements. I talked to one woman who her father just died, and they thought everything was safe in the basement, all the records she needed, and they weren't. People are stunned. You know, it's stunning for all of us to see the videos and the drone footage and all the rest of it. But when your home is turned upside down and you are homeless, at least temporarily, it's something that's hard to overcome. Our job as a city is to make sure that, well, first of all, our first responders literally rescued people out of their homes. We have a boat. We were rescuing people. People drove into water that they shouldn't have. Some people tried to kayak, and they needed to be rescued. So on every level, we needed to help people overcome those sorts of things. But the psychological trauma is something that we're all going to have to work on repairing over time, too. So our health department is terrific, and they've already contacted people, reached out to people. Governor Evers has come to Wauwatosa a couple of times. The State Department of Emergency Management has a 211 number. Hundreds of people have called that. It's a team effort. No one person can do everything here. It's been remarkable. And I've been contacted by neighbors and other residents who've said, what can I do?
Yes, right. Right.
And that's really the best thing of all.
Absolutely. That's the commitment. And I recall when I first saw images, they were of Wauwatosa. As you know, I live just to the west of you, but spent a lot of time, frankly, at your library, other places up and down North Avenue, up and down 76th Street there, and the dramatic, in the village, of course, itself, those dramatic images that were seen worldwide, right? And the implications of that huge.
It's remarkable how Wauwatosa has been on the international stage a number of times during my mayoral tenure. But I get contacted by news outlets literally around the world sometimes. And then I talk about that in the book as well.
Yes. And that is the terrific segue, Dennis, into just that. You are, among other things in your accomplished life, you are an author. You have authored a book called A City on the Edge, Pandemic, Protest, and Polarization. I'm going to begin to talk with you about that, focusing on the year 2020. You note it's a year of another time of great challenges, plural, pandemic, lockdowns, economic downturns, protests, police shootings, George Floyd responses, and many other issues related to violence in the streets and a bitter presidential election, counter-protests, public health issues, all kinds of things presented to you as the mayor. talk with us first about, again, what prompted you to write this book. Again, A City on the Edge, Pandemic, Protest, and Polarization. Why did you decide to put all this, and we'll tell you, talk more about the content of it. Why did you decide to put pen to paper and talk about those issues in response in your leadership role?
Well, first of all, both of my parents were newspaper reporters. They're in the Press Club Hall of Fame. And they actually met in the Milwaukee Journal newsroom. So I'm a product of the Milwaukee Journal Company. And I was a journalism major. And it seemed to me that it was important to write the history of this year and in part how it affected my hometown. But the book is a lot, is about Wauwatosa and Milwaukee and Madison and Kenosha, but also about Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, New York, and all the other places. So it's not just a local book. But I thought it was important, as I said, to preserve this history and to tell the inside story of how mayors respond to such things. My last chapter is called The Second Hardest Job in Government. Michael Coleman, the former mayor of Columbus, Ohio, was quoted in 2021 as saying he thinks that the job of mayor is second only to the president of the United States in terms of its difficulty, because we are the elected officials closest to people. And so, again, we deal with not just the nuts and bolts of city government and municipal service, but also the emotions of our neighbors and our residents at times of crisis. So when I sent out book proposals, I thought, well, it's going to take me months to sell this thing if I'm lucky enough to sell it. Indiana University Press responded immediately. I mean, when I say immediately, I mean within 20 minutes. Because what I said was, and my first chapter is called Microcosm. Wauwatosa was a microcosm of America in 2020. We had 98 days and nights of racial protests. We had the impact of the pandemic. We had the impact of the pandemic-related economic downturn. We had a mass shooting at Mayfair Mall. And during that time, we saw protests and counter-protests over the pandemic and racial issues. But also, we were the city that put Joe Biden over the top in the state that put Joe Biden over the top. Half of Joe Biden's winning margin came from Wauwatosa. And so during this tumultuous year, we had this churning of politics behind it. And I thought, you know, this story needs to be told.
It certainly does. And Dennis, appreciate so much not only your committing this to paper, but talking with us about it, the animation for putting pen to paper. And when we come back, we're going to talk with you more, if you can stay with us, about some of the specifics of that. You've identified the many different crises and challenges of that year. When we come back right after this break, we're going to chat with you more about the content and the mission, the purpose of this book, and the things that people can take from it as they acquire it and read it. All that coming up with Dennis McBride, the mayor of Wauwatosa, here on the Maggie Dawn Show, right after this.